Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. In the next three decades, an additional 10 million people will die from multidrug-resistant bacteria.
One solution to this monumental problem is to create new antibiotics, but that can take a decade to develop and approve. Another more efficient solution is to optimize the use of current antibiotics.
Using this approach, a novel solution involves something called quantum dots, which makes bacteria more susceptible to existing antibiotics. These quantum dots are made of a chemical called cadmium telluride.
The molecules are about the width of a strand of DNA, which is 3 nanometers or 1/15,000th the thickness of a sheet of paper.
When these particles are exposed to green light, they lose electrons. The charged subatomic particles then interact with oxygen to form a very reactive molecule called superoxide.
Bacteria that interact with these superoxides become damaged, which makes them 1,000 times more vulnerable to antibiotics.
In experiments, the quantum dots were effective against a number of serious disease-causing bacteria, including MRSA, Salmonella, Klebsiella, and E. coli.
One major weakness of the therapy is that green light can only penetrate a few millimeters into the skin and tissue, so scientists are looking for alternative types of light that can penetrate deeply into the tissue and organs.
Time will tell if quantum dots will be the lifesaver we need as bacterial superbugs continue to find their way around our arsenal of antibiotics.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.